Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. And whenever people challenge the greatness of America or challenge the idea that we live in the most blessed, favored country in the history of the world, they often point to inequality and the allegation that inequality in the United States has reached a crisis point, that it's worse than ever, that it grows every single year, certainly every decade. The gap between rich and poor, and everybody knows or thinks they know that when the rich get richer, then the poor must, of course, get poorer. Well, there is a terrific book just out, and it is by one of the leading economic thinkers in recent American history. His name is Phil Graham. He served 6 years in the U.S. House of Representatives and then 18 years, that's three terms, in the U.S. Senate, where he represented the great state of Texas. What's amazing about this is he was one of the utterly crucial supporters, and I remember this with the Reagan Revolution, helping President Reagan put his program of tax cuts and basically reducing the scope of government, and doing that he did originally as a Democrat, which is kind of amazing. Then he switched parties. He has been a Republican for a long time. His new book is called The Myth of American Inequality, How Government Biases Policy Debate. Senator Graham, thank you for joining us, and thank you for all your contributions over the years and for the new book.
Well, Michael, first of all, thank you for that very nice introduction, and also in your opening comments about the greatness of America. What this book does... is show that every word you said is true. That our official statistics overstate poverty and inequality by not counting two things. One, two-thirds of all transfer payments that are paid by federal, state, and local governments to the bottom 20% of income earners, the poorest people in America, are not counted as income by the census, and that figure is then used to measure poverty and income inequality. And secondly, the census takes no account of taxes, so it's comparing the income of bottom 20% of income earners without counting two-thirds of the transfer payments they get, and counting the income of the upper end of the income distribution without taking account the fact that government's taking 40% of their income as taxes. And when you collect those things, you find that the ratio of the top 20% of earners to the bottom 20% is not 16.7, which the census says, but 40. And that the poverty rate is really 3%, and that income inequality, which Senator Sanders says is obscene and unsustainable, actually, when you count all transfer payments as income to people that get them and all taxes income to people that pay the taxes, the level of inequality is lower in America today than it was in 1947. That's a pretty startling finding, but the book proves it.
Well, again, it does, and the numbers and the clarity of argument in your book, the book again is called The Myth of American Inequality, are unanswerable, except people who will challenge your book or basically feel unable to accept its conclusions, we'll ask you this, and I'll put it very directly. If you go to any major city in America, whether it's Seattle or New York or Chicago or any of the cities in Texas, Austin has a tremendous problem with homelessness. There are all kinds of people living on the street, and far more people living on the street than ever before. If inequality is actually less than it has been in the past, if it is a myth, and you identify this as the second myth that you explode in your book, that shows that inequality is growing constantly. If that's not true, how do you explain all the extra homeless people living out there on the streets?
Well, I explain it as follows. There are about 2 to 3% of the population that has fallen through the cracks of all these welfare programs. And remember, in 1965, when the war on poverty started, government was transferring $9,700 worth of benefits to the average family in the bottom 20% of income earners. That's now up to $45,400. Now you ask yourself, how can the government be transferring in its programs $45,400 per household in the bottom earners of the country, and you got people living on the street? Well, the answer is they have fallen through the cracks, about 2 to 3%, between 6 and 10 million people, because of mental illness or drug addiction. And the current program, where we keep pumping more and more and more money into food stamps, housing subsidies, welfare payments, and over 100 programs that are not counted as income by the census, it's not reaching those people. They have specific needs that are not being reached. That's what, and we try to explain that in the book.
The other question would be, did you see, and I'm sure you did, because it's very relevant to your book, this massive series of articles in the New York Times about the decrease, the decline in child poverty in this country? Don't you think it's a good thing that we have had a major decline in child poverty?
I think it's a very good thing that we've had a decline in child poverty. All I'm trying to do, Michael, is I want to get the facts straight so that we can have a debate. We don't argue in the book that $45,400 for the average low-income family in America is too much. We just simply argue that people need to know what the facts are. And we need to be focused on where the real problem is, continuing year after year to pump more money into these same programs is not reaching these people that you're seeing on the streets in San Francisco or in Austin. And we're having a debate about changing the whole economy on the claim that income inequality is growing, when in fact the numbers show convincingly that it's slightly lower than it was in 1947.
Which is a fairly amazing revelation. The book, again, is called The Myth of American Inequality. One of the other myths that is exploded by Senator Graham and his co-authors, Robert Eklund and John Early, one of the other major revelations is, it's not true that rich people pay a smaller percentage of their income in taxes. They don't. Higher. That's all to be found in The Myth of American Inequality, posted at our website at michaelmedved.com. We will be right back. We'll be right back.
Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. MyPillow is now offering a BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, and roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and yes, so much more. Just go to the Radio Listeners Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code MEDVED. That's MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED, or call 1-800-320-6280. That's 800-320-6280. Don't miss this incredible BOGO extravaganza at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one free on select products. Remember, that's promo code MEDVED or 1-800-320-6280.
We've all heard the saying, safety in numbers. Well, think again. The IRS, the country's powerful tax collection agency, is on a hiring spree. They're bringing in 87,000 new agents. Now, no taxpayer at any income level is entirely safe from IRS scrutiny or, worse, a dreaded IRS audit. This is Michael Medved for AmFed Coin and Bullion. How safe are your accumulated savings and wealth from government examination and reach? Owning gold and silver is one of the best ways to keep your wealth in your own hands. Precious metals provide a layer of privacy that's not available through a bank account. When you own precious metals, only you and your dealer have knowledge of your purchase. Now, I buy all of my precious metals from my friend Nick Rovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. Nick's been in this industry for 41 years, and he has established a reputation built on trust, transparency, integrity, and fair pricing. Call Nick and his team. 800-221-7694. 800-221-7694. AmericanFederal.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer. 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick. Easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy-to-take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam. Works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene. 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W. 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya. 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Michael Medved show, part of what Senator Phil Graham was saying to me off the air just as we were saying goodbye was how passionately he feels about Americans getting their numbers right. Because if you don't have numbers right about how this economy functions, then what do you base your opinions on? And the truth of the matter is that economists, almost all of them, divide people based upon the income they receive into the bottom 20%, the next 20 to 40%, the middle 20%, and then the top quintile, the top 20% at the very top. And the difference in what people pay in taxes, and yes, this includes Social Security taxes, which for many people who are struggling in this country and not doing particularly well, you end up paying more in Social Security taxes and payroll taxes than you do anything else. In any event, the rate for the bottom 20% of all taxes combined, and this is not with any the rebates or the welfare benefits counted, you pay 7.5% in taxes. And then what about the top 20%? It's 35% in taxes. In other words, it's almost a 500% more. And then when you get to the top one-tenth of the top 20%, in other words, the top 2% of taxpayers, you're paying over 40% of the income in taxes. Now, how could that be? It's because of all of these special taxes that you will get on various forms of income that you receive. And not, again, even counting state taxes. That's just federal government. And here in California, they're trying to beat out Hawaii and Oregon and other very high tax states. They're talking about raising the tax rate, thank you, Governor Newsom, to 15% state taxes. So if you're paying 40% in federal taxes and 15% on top of that on state taxes, then you're paying over half the money you earn in taxes. And this is something that most Americans really believe is profoundly unfair. And they're right. When people are asked, do you think that anybody should pay over a third of what they earn in taxes, most people say no. And doesn't that make sense, basically? This email came in from David in Lacey, Washington. And he says, Michael, I think you're on the right track, but I don't think you're widening the aperture enough. You could easily make three dramatic and harsh cases regarding elected officials. Number one, 3 out of 5 elected officials at all levels are not mentally nor emotionally fit to serve in their respective offices. I don't know how you reach that number, but there are a lot of people who are not fit to emotionally or to serve in their respective offices. Number two, no one over the age of 70 should be holding federal office. And number three, he said, once a legislator serves a second term, that person no longer represents their district or state. That person now represents D.C., the bureaucratic state, and their donors, handlers. It's not always true. And by the way, Phil Graham, the great former U.S. Senator and former Congressman, is a very good example of that. He has been fighting for more rational, more balanced economic policies, more pro-growth economic policies for a long time without losing focus. And I can talk about any number of people who served for a very long time. Barry Goldwater, who now, because he was libertarian on a number of issues and was not necessarily a social conservative, but he's definitely an economic pro-liberty conservative, and he served for many, many years with great distinction. And the idea that we should put an age limit on serving in federal office, it's an age limit that is best applied by the electorate when they look at someone. And I would say that, yes, Well, there's a senator, U.S. senator on the ballot this time. He's supposed to be having a very easy race. He's 89, I believe, Senator Chuck Grassley, who, if the Republicans take control of the Senate, then he'll again be a Senate president pro tem of the Senate. And then on Monday, we aired a Golden Oldies conspiracy show, which went back in time to take some of the most interesting contributions that people had to offer on finding various full moon oriented conspiracies with the moon up there. And this email came in, and it came in from Tony. And Tony writes, those conspiracy theories around the Kennedy assassination certainly do have a life of their own. Very hard to refute due to their depth of intrigue. They continue yet today. But why? Here's a possible riposte. Bring up the Garfield and McKinley killings. Their killers were as dissatisfied as Oswald. And they had backgrounds and movements that were as curious as the quest that Oswald was on. But as far as I know, they did not create a life of their own. That should be looked at. What makes the Kennedy assassination so looked after? Do we have to hearken back to Lincoln and the cabal that surrounded Booth? Does that have a foot in the door with today's need to find deeper meanings? Probably not. But just arguing with these people mostly leads to dead ends that are far from satisfying. In a way, they are an insult to history. They enter the unicorn range of possibilities, he says, that are not the way to see history. Okay, let's talk just about a moment about Garfield and McKinley. McKinley was shot in the stomach while he was shaking hands with his assassin. There was no question who shot the gun. There was no question about another gunman somewhere. It was very obvious. There were a ton of people around. It was very public. The gunman was immediately tackled, and McKinley, while he was bleeding out, said, "Don't beat him to death." Garfield was shot as he was waiting at the train station in front of his children, and again, by someone who was less than a foot away from it. It was right there, Guiteau. And the problem with Kennedy was it was a long-range shooter, and no, it wasn't like Booth, who jumped off the stage and claimed credit for it. There's more to come. But in perspective, the Kennedy assassination does stand out. We'll be right back on the MedVed Show.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief watching the world lose its mind. As we all know, global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits are in stock and ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats standing in government food lines. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Protesters are returning to Los Angeles City Hall for another day, calling for the resignations of three council members. A private conversation from a year ago that was leaked online this week featured racist comments from council members Nuri Martinez, Gil Cedillo, and Kevin DeLeon. Martinez went on leave of absence Tuesday. Vladimir Putin will continue to spend more money in his war until Ukraine is finally able to fight off Russia's invasion.
Our joint collaboration is bringing this moment, the victory of Ukraine. And the more assistance Ukraine gets now, the sooner will come an end to the Russian war.
So says Ukrainian President Zelensky. Speaking via video conference at a World Bank meeting in Washington, he conveyed his gratitude for other countries' support. We are USA Radio News.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
On the Michael Medved show, we've been talking off and on today on matters of life and death, of prospects of nuclear war. We will get back to that in just a moment, because there's another frame for talking about life and death that comes to us from Florida, where there's an Associated Press piece about the conclusion of the pleas in the case of Nicholas Cruz. He was the Parkland, Florida school shooter. The piece by Terry Spencer says, the prosecutor and the defense attorney for Florida school shooter Nicholas Cruz agreed yesterday that his 2018 attack that killed 17 people was horrible, but they disagreed in their closing arguments on whether it was an act of evil worthy of execution or one of a broken person who should be imprisoned for life. Just so that you know, as we dig into this for a moment, Lincoln was famous for saying that if slavery is not wrong, nothing is wrong. And if what Nicholas Cruz did is not an act of evil worthy of execution, then nothing the human being could do is an act of evil worthy of execution. The lead prosecutor in the case, whose name is Mike Satz, and his defense counterpart, whose name is Melissa McNeil, painted for the 12 jurors competing pictures of what drove Cruz's attack at Parkland's Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School on Valentine's Day back in 2018. For Sats, he's the prosecutor, Cruz was driven by an antisocial personality disorder. In lay terms, he's a sociopath. He deserves a death sentence because he was hunting his victims as he stalked a three-story classroom building for 7 minutes. He fired his AR-15-style semi-automatic rifle into some victims at close range and then returned to wounded victims as they lay helpless to finish them off. Sats pointed to Cruz's internet writings and his videos where he talked about his murderous desires, such as when he wrote, quote, "No mercy, no questions, double tap. I am going to kill a ton of people and children." And then he had put in another word with ton. McNeil, the one who was defending Cruz and asking that he get a life sentence, not a death penalty, said neither Cruz nor she had ever denied that what he did and knew right from wrong, and he chose wrong. They admitted that. But she said the former Stoneman Douglas student is, quote, "a broken, brain-damaged, mentally ill young man, doomed from conception by the heavy drinking and drug use of his birth mother during pregnancy." She argued for a sentence of life without parole, assuring them, the jurors, that he will never walk free again. Cruz is 24. He pleaded guilty a year ago to murdering 14 students and 3 staff members and wounding 17 others, some of them grievously. The jury will only decide his sentence, and a unanimous vote is required for death. Jurors can vote for death if they believe the prosecution's mitigating factors, such as the multiple deaths and the planning, outweigh the defense's mitigating factors, such as the birth mother's drinking. A large number of the victims' parents, wives, and family members packed their section of the courtroom, many of them weeping during Sats's presentation. The mother of a murdered 14-year-old girl fled the courtroom before bursting into loud sobs in the hallway. Just minutes earlier, the families had greeted each other with smiles, handshakes, and hugs. Prosecutor Sats meticulously went through the murders, reminding the jurors how each victim died and how Cruz looked some of them in the eye before he shot them multiple times. "They all knew what was going to happen," Sats said. As he had during the trial, Sats played security videos of the shooting and showed photos. He talked about the death of one 14-year-old girl. Cruz shot her and then went back to shoot her again, putting his gun under her chest. Right on her skin, she was shot 4 times, and then she died, Sats said. He then noted a YouTube comment which jurors saw during the trial in which Cruz said, "I don't mind shooting a girl in the chest." That's exactly what he did, Prosecutor Sats said. His voice breaking, the prosecutor concluded his 2-hour presentation by reciting the victims' names, then saying that for their murders, the appropriate sentence for Nicholas Cruz is the death penalty. Of course it is. Gesturing toward the victims' families, the defense attorney said, "There is no punishment you could ever give Nicholas Cruz that would ever make him suffer as much as those people have and as much as they will continue to suffer every single day." Now, that's true. Sentencing Nicholas to death will not change that. It will not bring back those 17 dead people. Sentencing Nicholas to death will literally serve no purpose other than vengeance, she said. She said, "Look into your heart. Look into your soul. The right thing here, not the popular thing, is a life sentence." I don't believe that, and I don't agree with it, obviously, because there is a reason way beyond vengeance that executing these terrible shooters and killers is important. This also goes with it. And the same page on the Associated Press, there's a Supreme Court rejected an appeal from Dylan Roof, the South Carolina church killer. He is acting as his own attorney now because he didn't like the fact that the attorneys the court had appointed to him were trying to portray him as insane. Okay, the point is, both of these people were profoundly evil. And allowing them to live, allowing them to get their breakfast and their dinner, allowing them to watch TV shows they may enjoy, allowing them life, even life in a prison, is not setting the example of taking human life as seriously as it should be. Someone who knowingly, willingly, deliberately takes life should not only be held in utter disgrace, but should cease living. And part of the problem here is these killers know this because they were all involved with cults of following other killers. And the idea that someone is actually executed, that we take murder that seriously, it seems to me that that's important. And when you talk about Dylan Roof, who came in, killed 9 people who he had just been studying Bible with, and someone who was inspired very clearly, very explicitly by racism and a pathological hatred of black people, the idea that that individual should still be able to be fighting for his life. Roof fired his attorneys and represented himself during the sentencing phase of his capital trial, part of his effort to block evidence potentially portraying him as mentally ill. Speaking of mentally ill, there's Vladimir Putin. The comment by a commander at NATO, former commander, that we must be ready for nuclear war. But there's good news, at least, he says, about how that preparation might go. We'll get to that and more coming up on the MedVet Show. Well, it's autumn, and if you're going to go out and look at some of the great colors of the leaves and enjoy the season, well, you get more active, and you know what? Maybe some aches and pains. I had a sore arm for a while, but fortunately I also have Relief Factor. And more to the point, my wife, who is always more active than I am, she uses Relief Factor as well. It is a great, wholly natural, very healthy, scientifically proven pain reliever. It is... you have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. And right now, Relief Factor is still discounted at only $19.95 for what's called a quick start. So about $1 a day to see if you can get out of pain in just a couple of weeks. And for the cost of a cup of coffee a day, you can get out and stay out of pain. Check it out at michaelmedved.com. Look for the banner for Relief Factor. Some of America's most important principles, like freedom of conscience, speech, rule of law, sanctity and dignity of human life, the family, and economic freedom, are under contemporary assault. It's more important than ever to teach our nation's traditional values and timeless principles. Now, these sometimes forgotten values must be remembered and communicated, and the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College exists to accomplish just that. The Institute promotes these principles to the next generation of leaders on campus and across the country. Go to the website faithandfreedom.com and you'll find online courses on Ronald Reagan and James Madison, and above all, a vigorous defense of Western civilization and its highest values. Advocating for these timeless principles is why Grove City College continues to be a beacon in higher education. Go to faithandfreedom.com.
What is the ultimate survival food? If you are a prepper, then you know that the most important storage food is protein. Not just any protein, but a complete protein that supplies all 20 amino acids in their renatured and usable state. Renatured protein will be broken down into the 20 amino acids. These 20 amino acids will support muscle tissue repair, immunity, and the repair and proper functioning of every organ and tissue of your body. Carbohydrates and fats cannot do that. Stored pre-made meals, while convenient, are also already cooked and therefore denatured. The Max Planck Institute states that 50% of the amino acids making up a protein cooked to normal cooking temperatures are destroyed and therefore toxic to the liver, kidneys, and body. For the ultimate in non-denatured and virtually 100% assimilable protein that stores for decades at a time, consider getting Green Meadow Whey. The protein in Green Meadow Whey will support your energy, mood, strength, glutathione production, immunity, repair, and more. To learn more, go to bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Michael Medved show, the sun in the United Kingdom has a fascinating interview with a very smart strategic thinker and a much, much dedicated and knighted general in the Army of the United Kingdom. His name is General Sir Richard Sheriff, and he has declared that the world must be ready for a nuclear war with Russia if Vladimir Putin's army collapses. General Sir Richard Sheriff urged the West to keep up the pressure on the tyrant as his invasion of Ukraine loses its momentum. Sir Richard, who served as Deputy Supreme Allied Commander Europe for the NATO alliance, even said Ukrainian forces could have successfully driven back Putin's forces from all of Ukrainian territory by the end of 2022. As the old saying goes, from your mouth to God's ears, that should only happen. He told The Sun Online, we should take that nuclear threat very seriously, but we should not in any way think and not in any way blink. And I am pretty encouraged by the response of the West. There will be no peace in Europe, he says, while either Putin, a Putin-like regime, or an ultra-nationalist sits in the Kremlin. We must prepare for the worst case. This is about insurance. The way to avoid a potential war with Russia is to be ready for it, and we are not ready for it. He continued, I think the scene is being set for a decisive rout of the Russian army in Ukraine. This could be an avalanche, and we are now seeing the cracks in the snow. The Ukrainians are creating more problems than the Russians are capable of solving. It's looking good, said Sir Richard. He hailed the masterclass counteroffensive, which has seen Putin's men driven back in the east and south of Ukraine, and added that the fight back is maintaining its momentum. Ukrainian forces are now bearing down on the key city of Kherson as they make massive gains in regions which Putin had tried to claim as now part of Russia. The Russians are like the boxer trapped in the corner of the ring against a very agile opponent, he said. An opponent who punches one side and then punches the other, he said. He added, the Ukrainians pushing the Russians back to the February 23rd line the day before the war started. By the end of 2022, I think that is entirely feasible. Ukrainian successes have been compounded by Russian failures, with Putin's fundamentally kleptocratic and corrupt military leaving his men hopelessly under-equipped. And now there has been a totally chaotic mobilization of the conscripts, with reports men are being left without food or other basic resources. Putin is also making uninformed decisions at the top of the Kremlin about the war, with Vlad reportedly being increasingly isolated, disconnected from reality, and surrounded by his cronies. You've got soldiers who simply don't want to fight. These guys were told they would be welcomed with open arms by cheering crowds, and the so-called Ukrainian Nazis would collapse, but they were met by a ferocious resistance. They're in a country that doesn't want them there. Why should they die for Putin's adventure? Conceptually, the Russians do not understand combined arms warfare. They haven't trained properly. Physically, they haven't got the right kit. And what they do have is rubbish, and morally, they are completely bankrupt. Other than that, how's things going? And even with winter and the Rasputitsa rains rolling in to churn up the thick mud, this might not slow down Ukraine. Why not? Because if the winter is cold enough for the ground to freeze, then the Ukrainians will keep motoring. In any event, look, it's important to put this in context. And also, part of the context of our time is one of the most beloved movie performers in the world died at age 96 this week, Angela Lansbury. A poll of critics at one time said that she, along with Ethel Merman, it was the two of them, were the greatest stars in Broadway history. People forget about all the stage plays that she was famous for, most famous perhaps for people today, for a long-running TV series, Murder, She Wrote. But she was also there for her wonderful performance as Miss Potts, playing a teapot in the animated classic Beauty and the Beast. And here's what Angela Lansbury sounded like back in 2001, singing the title song from that movie, with the Mormon Tabernacle Choir. Listen.
When Howard Ashman and Alan Menken first sent me the demo tape of Alan singing the title song, Beauty and the Beast, I thought to myself, my goodness, can I ever do this beautiful lyric justice? But when Disney showed me the drawings for the snuggly, beaming little Mrs. Potts, I said to myself, I knew this kind of little Cockney lady when I was growing up in London. And from that memory is exactly where I found her voice. Tale as old as time, true as it can be. Barely even friends, then somebody bends unexpectedly. Just a little change, small to say the least. Both a little scared, neither one prepared. Beauty and the Beast.
Angela Lansbury, may she rest in peace, and may her memory continue to be a joy and a blessing. She played a villain in The Manchurian Candidate, the mother of the main character. Amazing actress and a wonderful performer, and according to all reports, an absolutely splendid human being. Speaking of which, another splendid human being, the subject of one of the best movies so far this year. Listen.
Now it's time for MedBed's Entertainment Minute.
The great Oscar-winning actor Sidney Poitier, who died earlier this year at age 94, is now celebrated in a remarkable new documentary called Sidney, now streaming on Apple TV+.
He came to this earth to move it.
My life has had more than a few wonderful, indescribable turns.
Brilliantly directed by Reginald Hudlin and co-produced by Oprah Winfrey, who also appears on screen, this film relies heavily on a series of extraordinarily intimate and moving straight-to-the-camera interviews that this remarkable actor completed shortly before his death. The commentary by other major titans of Hollywood adds to some of the most fascinating 2 hours about Hollywood history you will ever see, and will make you feel better about the whole movie industry, which through Poitier actually played a role in making America a better country. It's rated PG-13 for some riveting recollections about some of the challenges of the civil rights movement. 4 stars for the superb and unforgettable Sydney. And one of the points it makes is that in 1967 alone, there were 3 movies, all of which were incredibly important and glorious movies. In the Heat of the Night, which won the Oscar that year with Rod Steiger. Guess Who's Coming to Dinner with Spencer Tracy and Katharine Hepburn, which was about intermarriage, considered a fearless film at the time. And To Sir with Love, which aside from the earworm theme song, was a moving film about a dedicated teacher, played by Sidney Poitier. Two outstanding people who helped, both of them, Angela Lansbury, who died at 96, Sidney Poitier died earlier this year at 94. They both showed why so much of the world, once upon a time, fell in love with Hollywood. Speaking of Hollywood, there's a bizarre situation where a city in California, not Hollywood, has been blasted for a horrible crime. What is it? For celebrating Columbus Day this week. We will get to that next time. There's also supposed to be a great big surprise. Big surprise. In advance, we're warning you about the January 6th hearing that is scheduled for tomorrow. We'll also talk about 9 out of 10 of the most popular governors, according to pollsters, have something in common. What do they have in common? And how not to talk about nuclear war. Maybe better not to talk about it the way that Joe Biden does, but we will keep all of that in mind as we cover the latest and the greatest tomorrow in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Fred Dreyer here for the product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. You know, most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Are you experiencing fatigue and brain fog? So many people complain that in the afternoon, their energy seems to disappear and the brain becomes foggy. Balance 7 neutralizes the acids in your body. This aids your digestion. The energy from food is more effective, and afternoon brain fog fades away. Balance 7 is the answer. Go to Balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word FRED and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word FRED. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, Balance7.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.